I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
Jesus.
You said it, man. Nobody fucks with the Jesus.
I come from Ukraine. You're not say Ukraine weak.
Yeah, well, we're playing a game here, pal.
Ukraine is dead to you. How about I take those little boys and stay out of the world's war?
But that's my.
She's a dog.
Oh, my sweet Jesus.
He's gone. He's not gone. That's the whole point. He's never gone.
Is this some radical new therapy?
You see?
You fucking sneaky bastard. I'm gonna take you to work. I'm gonna nail it to the wall. I'm gonna crush your boils in a meat grinder. I'm gonna cut off your arms. I'm gonna shove them up your eyes. Dirty summon a bat, my own club.
What a mouth on that guy.
Great way to start.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody.
I don't think we ever got this far into the song.
No?
No.
Okay.
This is Extreme
Lee Bad Radio.
Turn Matt's mic off, Derek.
We'll take that out in post.
Yeah, right.
Derek.
No, but seriously.
Derek produced.
We are the Aristocrats. I'm Derek. Who we got?
Steve.
Snailman Yawn.
Hey.
Webmaster Matt.
What was that?
Summer Girl.
Summer Girl.
Snailman.
Snailman. Or Staleman.
Staleman. Oh, yeah. Cause
Stale joke yawn.
Staleman.
Okay.
I'm not pale, he's pretty pale.
Yeah, pale man.
Pale man.
Pale garbage man, pale man.
Fucking Fat Alfie.
Ooh, I saw a Garbage Pail Kids movie at Pathmark.
Did you?
Yeah.
What, on DVD?
Yeah, you want me to get it?
He
how
didn't
much?
Buy it. He did not buy it. Somebody else might have bought it.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah,
it's hit. I hit it. I wasn't sure if I was going to get it or not.
Please.
Oh, yeah. Actually, you know what?
Cancel
the show. Let's go get it
I'll
now.
Pick it up tonight.
Thank you. I want that.
Garbage Pail Kids movie.
Worst movie ever.
It's
not that bad.
No, it was bad.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't that bad.
It was
almost as bad as the Madballs movie.
Madballs
oh my god! The Madballs movie.
It was only like 15 minutes, right? That review said?
I think it was a pilot for a cartoon series or something that they just made into a movie. That's what it seemed like.
I have a bad movie I should let you borrow.
What's that?
Called Jan-Jell, The Beast from the East.
Wow.
Bam Bigelow?
Jan-Jell.
Oh.
I bought it at a convention.
I thought he said Chan-Cho.
I bought it at a convention for about $5.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, they were like, "Oh, this is horrible," and I was like, "Okay, I'll pick it up." I have a tendency to buy these movies. Like, we watched the holiday special.
Yeah,
you know, that was horrendous.
Holiday special was bad.
I have a tendency to buy really bad movies. I watched it. I sat there with three other people. We just sat there in like shock of how horrible it was. It's like because it's supposed to be like this prehistoric man comes back to life and starts killing people. Every time he goes to kill somebody. The camcorder, because it was done on like an old 1986 camcorder, would pan off to a tree, and you just hear the screaming and the yelling.
They couldn't have the
because they couldn't afford the.
They didn't have
the Tom Savini doing their special.
Oh, so they did like the stills, like they did at the end of what's it called?
Awful goatee.
No, there was no. Was,
no, 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 like, I'm saying they ran out of budget. What the movie was that?
Really the movie. Oh, Night of the Dead.
Yeah,
good.
No,
no, the good.
The movie was like so horrible.
Fart.
All
right. Hey, Derek, guess what?
I...
What?
Bat.
Oh,
it's It's a funny cast.
I had to shut off Hell Comes to Frogtown, and I never put it back on.
Oh, it's so big. Really? But They Live is so good, though.
I love They Live.
They Live is awesome.
We have one of them they on live. DVD at Pathmark, too.
Which one?
I don't remember which one, but there is a Piper movie at Pathmark.
Well, They Live has a picture of him with the sunglasses.
Yes,
sunglasses. See the skeleton? Oh, you have that?
It might be.
Oh, I have to.
Yeah, well, that's a classic.
That movie's so great.
That's awesome.
That's actually a good movie. Like, I like that movie.
It is, yeah, yeah. John Carpenter directed it.
Yeah, he did. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, the Hell Comes to Frogtown was
terrible.
Oh, bad. There was like an atomic whatever, and he was the last fertile male.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And,
typical.
So what they wanted to do was they wanted to kidnap him and have him inseminate all of their women so that they could rebuild, you know, the population. Yeah. And he, for some reason, had a problem with this.
He's a homo.
So he was kidnapped.
And, I got a problem with that.
I don't like the female sex.
But that aside, also, yeah, the world was run by frogs.
That's true.
So it was all like frog people.
Yeah,
frogs.
What do you
awesome.
Think? What do you think a mutated frog twat looks like?
Probably sexy.
Yeah,
it's probably,
it's probably slimy.
I bet you
tight
Pepper's
a
go
frog's
for it
asshole.
Now.
It's probably slimy. You think it has a tongue that
no
shoots
lube.
Out?
Yeah.
You're disgusting.
It'd be like. What game am I thinking of? Battletoads.
Oh, shit.
That game was so good.
Battletoads?
Oh, my God. Battletoads was... one of the few games that was actually better for Nintendo than it was for Genesis.
This is true.
For Genesis.
It was.
Yeah. I never had Genesis. Genesis sucked.
I had all those stupid systems.
Matt hated it, but I had.
Jamming her all
Genesis
around.
Does
what Nintendo does.
What a friggin' sight.
Yeah, right.
Where's Genesis now?
Yeah, where's Sega Done. Now?
Sega stopped making systems.
Nobody's lining up to buy a Sega system.
Well, because Sega makes the best games for other systems.
Have you played that Sonic the Hedgehog game?
I've only seen it.
Horrible.
Okay.
What, the new one?
Yeah, the one they just put out. They just released a new one.
Friends become enemies, and enemies become friends.
And they all take a shit together.
Like Sonic versus Tails.
Oh,
wow.
Knuckles versus everybody with an AK.
Yeah. It's fucking so stupid.
Dr. fucking Sputnik.
Dr. Sputnik.
I wish they... What was it? I was playing a fighting game with all those characters. For some odd reason, I think Sega thought it was a good idea to make a fighting game with all those Sonic characters.
Uh-huh.
The only ones they didn't have were like Dr. Wily?
Robotnik.
And Robotnik?
Dr. Wily was Mega Man.
Dr. Robotnik. That's the only character you couldn't get in the whole game.
Really?
You could get all the rest of them.
He's the only one I would want to be.
Yeah, you would only want to be Dr.
Was he
Robotnik.
In the game?
No, not even in the game. It's like it's all the cute and cuddly characters that
So fighting. It's like a Super Smash Brothers kind of?
Yeah.
But with Sega characters?
No, with just Sonic characters.
Just Sonic characters.
I like
six Servbot. Characters.
Servbot's cool.
Servbot is
That's
awesome.
That's MBC2.
I know.
From what is he from? He's from Tron, T-Bonnie.
I don't even know. I just remember seeing him on your game that you had, and his moves was like he would like serve you something, and it would
he'd
hurt you.
He'd jump in the air, and he'd
And he was adorable. He's a tiny little robot.
He looks a little like a little Lego man.
Yeah, he looks like a little Lego
he's
man.
He's called Kobun. Or Kobun in Japanese.
I don't know.
That's his,
thank you.
That's his name,
but he would like give you like throw a plate at
Japanese
you.
Thing. Yeah, he'd just jump in the air and smile and go like weep, and a little plate would come out of his hand, or like he'd peel potatoes for like his low attacks.
Yeah,
and like pull like a carrot out and shit.
And like you know, the Incredible Hulk is like crying over.
Yes.
Potatoes.
his throw. He jumps on your head because a mouse appears under him, and he gets scared, and then he like pushes off of you, and you fall down. And just like a couple pixels.
Very clever.
Anyway.
That's all we got.
Well, we're entertaining all the nerds with this shit, but let's discuss maybe some news.
All right. Well okay, here's some news.
Yeah, I cough to death. Yes, Derek has a healthy colon.
Yeah, no.
We were just going over that a couple minutes ago.
Oh, did you guys want to hear my shits on my phone?
Let's do that as intro and outro, Pete.
I could go for one.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could go for
well,
one.
Well, me and Steve, not this Steve, but another Steve that's done the show, we've been trading our shits back and forth. This is very juvenile, and I'm kind of embarrassed to be doing this.
But you giggle every time, you liar.
You're Derek effing Derek.
This
is who you
Davis.
Are.
You damn Jew.
Here we go.
All right. So,
oh, he's got to verify which one it is.
Yeah, well, I want to see which one it is. Because I got another
the
crap
wrong one because he'll never edit the show.
So now when I shit, I have to.
Credit where credit's due.
I have to record it and send it to Steve, and he sends me his. So, and they're mostly from work. But here's one.
Get ready.
Masterpiece Theater here.
Yeah.
Oh! It's liquid.
It sounded like a stream.
It was.
You could play that like in a loop.
How about the Friendlies one? That's my favorite.
I hope Friendlies one's last.
We're recording this, right?
Yes, we are.
Unfortunately,
awesome.
Yeah.
Hang on, paranoid. Okay. Yes, we are. Okay, ready?
No.
Did that hit red?
Yes.
Yes.
What, you mean like blood red out of his ass? Or
no, I peaked.
Oh, the volume?
Dysentery.
Peaked. It like blew the place out.
I think this is the fart. I thought I had to shit. But,
he's just sitting on the toilet.
This came out instead.
That sounded like the one from Borgata with the two guys.
Yeah, that's right. That we were talking about.
The windy one.
Yeah, it's got his advantages.
Steve has tears in his eyes.
I'm already crying. You know, I was just thinking, I guarantee if you played Oregon Trail and you named any character Derek, it would only die of dysentery.
I love that.
And this one was from, yesterday. This is the friendly shit.
Oh, no.
Yes. Wait for it.
Wait.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Seriously sounds like a person fell out of your ass.
Yeah, like he's aborting fetuses through his ass.
Entire chicken fell out of my ass.
What did you eat?
I had kicking buffalo chicken strips.
Oh my goodness.
And a turkey melt.
What?
Well, the chicken strips were an appetizer.
I know.
For two.
I ate Carly's.
But the appetizer is meant for three people.
No, I only had like four of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Carly had the rest.
No, we took
Carly had one and fell asleep.
My throat hurts.
Kicking.
Thanks, man.
So if anybody else wants to send me their shit.
I don't have the capability on my shitty cheap phone. So
yeah,
you
can email it to aristocratsradio@aol.com. Send us your shit.
Yeah, send it
There's
to the
our
shit
contest.
Box.
We're not getting it. You're not getting anything. You'll just get it put on the air.
I hope we do get shit.
Steve's going to overload your email with all his bullshit.
Yeah, he'll just be the same one over and over.
Oh, God.
He'll just keep making up emails.
A lot of smooching sounds.
Wow, one from Juggalo 86, one from Juggalo 89, one from Juggalo 69, ha ha.
Violent S Wicked.
Violent S Wicked.
He's almost about the joke.
Shaggy too fat.
Oh my God, it's only 12 minutes.
13.
You got about another hour to go.
Holy shit.
Yeah, another 40 minutes.
Well, I have to say Vaughn piked my interest when he mentioned Mike Tyson becoming a gigolo.
You know, we find out about that.
Yeah, that was kind of funny.
I have not heard about
heard,
this.
I heard
can
he,
you
he
try to pull that up real quick? Maybe
he
we can
did a
verify
little interview
that?
With somebody.
Maybe.
I was told that he was going to be working for Heidi Fleiss. Because Heidi Fleiss, I guess, has got a brothel, I guess, probably in Nevada, most likely. And he's going to work for her because, you know, he can't do anything else. I mean, he supposedly he was doing, like, fairground stuff where he was going to be fighting, like,
what?
Like you know, like... Like a gold glove boxer, you know, just doing
really?
Like, yeah, nothing, where he's just getting paid
is
to fight
allowed,
a couple rounds.
Is he allowed to fight?
Yeah, he's allowed to fight. Okay. I think
Could
he's not
imagine?
Allowed to fight Nevada anymore. I don't think he's allowed to fight Nevada.
Could you imagine pulling up to like a Jack
like a
in the Box?
Or a square.
Welcome to Jack in the Box. Can I take your water?
Or even better, like the World's Fair they do in the summertime
at
the Meadowlands. Having him boxing like cows and shit or something weird. I don't know. Like, you know, they do that stupid shit. They'll have like a... They'll have like somebody like wrestling something or something
like that.
Or just him boxing whoever wants to come up to the friggin' stage. Whoever comes up, I'll box you for two rounds.
Have him box
like
against
an Andy Kaufman bit.
Vluev.
Yeah. What?
The big Russian seven-footer.
Yeah.
I was asking a guy that comes into my job who's a big boxing fan about him, and he says he doesn't know too much about him, but apparently he's not very good. He's just a big hairy mess.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Well, this is verified. Former champion Mike Tyson becomes male escort for Heidi Fleiss.
Yeah!
She's opening up a 60-acre brothel for women in Nevada named Heidi's Stud Farm, where the 40-year-old stud Mike Tyson will be one of the main courses.
Ooh. I found my new job.
And Heidi states, I told him, you're going to be my big stallion. It's every man's fear that their girlfriend will go for Mike Tyson.
Wow.
I don't care what any man says. It's every man's dream to please women and get paid for it, said Tyson.
Honestly, I doubt many women are going to even pick him.
Yes, I think. No, I think a lot of women will. I don't care.
I don't think so.
Because he'll rip them in half.
He's just a tad bit
Literally, though. That's the problem.
It's like a fucking log in his pants. It's like an old
How
fucking
do you know that?
I don't know. It's
a,
well,
do you know I don't know.
Why? Because he's black?
Unlike Matt, who's seen many a schlong, I have not.
And he's got, that he's gone to great lengths to do so.
Great lengths. Apparently, I have crawled under stalls to see the likes of Doink the Clown.
You mean Donk?
This is my buddy, Donk.
Mike Tyson has a tattoo of Che Guevara.
He does.
On his ball bag.
He probably doesn't even know like how to spell that, let alone who he was. He's like,
you know, I like that face. I want that on my ribcage. I think I beat a man like that once.
Maybe it could be a target and the guy will forget to try to hit my face.
Whoa. Good. So Mike Tyson's going to be a hooah.
Hey, that's whatever, man. He's going to make money somehow.
Good for him.
How you like it, baby?
Even though I think it would be funny to see him in World's Fair or just taking on any comers.
Honestly, I don't even want to ever see
like
him
an Andy Kaufman bit. Like him taking
on
women.
I think Mike Tyson's cool, actually.
Yeah? Why?
Yeah, he's awesome.
I don't know. He just...
wife beating.
I like his video game.
Yeah.
You can never beat him.
He's impossible. I like that.
You beat him? How long did it take you?
A couple tries. Yeah.
I beat him once. I was probably 14 years old on the
You're shitting your
actual
pants, weren't you?
Yeah. Oh, I was. I was like, my heart was going like 1,000 miles an hour trying to beat that asshole.
Yep.
TKO third round about 247, I think it was.
Yeah, for some odd reason, everybody loves, what is it, in that game, everybody takes the King Hippo moniker.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that online?
You know,
it's like, oh, that's the best one at all. I'm like,
he's one to beat.
Boom, 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 boom.
Super Macho Man.
Ow, ow, ow.
Who somewhat resembles a kid now.
Yeah, it's true. No, there's a trick to beat Tyson. You have to dodge every one of his punches for the first minute and 30 seconds, and then after that, I think all of his hits do less damage, and you do more damage to him, so it's really easy after that.
Yeah.
You get hit with that uppercut,
he's quick,
out.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone had, like, their little thing.
Oh, yeah, every character had a special way to beat him, but Tyson's was, and Mr. Dream, who was Mike Tyson before Mike Tyson. Yeah.
I like how that game never got any shit for the fact that the trainer was the most stereotypical black character.
Oh, he looked like
seen.
Al Sharpton.
I know. Yeah,
he looked like something out of an Amos and Andy short. You talking about
Doc.
Big white
nigga,
lips?
Stole my bike.
The darkest.
No, Nick stole
no, I mean,
bike.
Look at like the Polish Stoda Popinski.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Well, a lot.
That was stereotypical.
He was
Polak.
He was also called Vodka Drinkinski in the arcade, though.
Yeah, really. He was an alcoholic, not just drinking punch.
Yeah. I'm gonna get you punch drunk. The fuck was that?
Soda Popinski.
Vodka Drinkinski.
Because I had to bring it to Nintendo, and Nintendo was like, "We'll dumb it down a little bit for the kiddies."
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had fucking Von Kaiser, who was like Hitler, basically.
He was.
He was so easy, too.
And the Japanese guy.
Piston Honda.
I hated that guy. I just hated looking at him.
I know.
I hated fighting him. I wish I could just skip him.
He was a little boy.
Bling, bling.
Yeah. I hated the Dodhead. Fucking Ali Singh. Or
no, Tiger.
Ali Singh.
Well, yeah, when he went around the circles, he had to block them all. Yeah, and then
God.
What is Matt?
The
Larvell Jones of video games.
Video games and wrestling music.
Wrestling theme music.
Well, it is like the fat boys in here.
Well, he swallowed a beatbox. For another reason.
I think Matt has swallowed a beatbox.
For one of your reasons.
If, seriously, if Wendy's made a beatbox out of hamburgers, Matt would eat
it. I would.
The subwoofers would be doubles.
Oh, I would eat them.
Holy shit, nuggets for like the tuning.
What the fuck?
Doubles.
And the antenna would be a french fry. Well, like 20 french fries.
Yum.
I'm not getting reception. Alp, alp, alp.
Devin Storm's penis.
Or that.
You went too far.
Well,
no.
Devin Storm's new
does his dick
I just remember
low,
being in McDonald's.
Does it wobble to it, bro?
Wow. I remember being in McDonald's on the way to Iron Mike's, and Steve took like 15 straws and put them together. He's like, I'm Devin Storm. Just like almost like almost hitting the ceiling. Like he would like bend them and stick them in each other.
Yeah.
It was huge.
You know, one time I was in McDonald's with Steve. This is totally unrelated, but I think it's funny. And Steve farted really loud, shocked.
I knew that was good.
And there was these two young dudes that were sitting like near us, and they were like the same age as us. And one guy's like, oh my God, they were laughing. Like, do you hear that kid fart? He's like, I just did too. Let's go.
Let's go.
What the fuck?
Well, Steve made a couple of leaves from Pizza Hut.
I was just going to mention that, yeah.
From across the room.
No. You must have been there. Of course, we were sitting in
A1.
Yeah. Matt, you might as well tell the story. I'm just going to laugh.
Well, Steve and I are sitting at the table, and he has one brewing. There's a couple sitting across from us with like a, I don't know, maybe like a 5-year-old and a smaller, like a infant. And Steve's sitting in like the the giving birth position between the booth and the table.
Holding his legs.
And he's got his legs up, like his knees are above the table level with his back against the wall.
Picture of that fucking man.
He's such a savage.
Okay. And he's in his Pizza Hut. I think he was working for Pizza Hut. Yeah. He's working. And I'm sitting there.
Represent the company.
Okay, with my cup of DP. And he looks at me. Okay. He looks at me with that wide-eyed look that he gets like right before he's going to. He knows it's going to be loud.
Heave ho.
And he doesn't care. That's the best part. He simply doesn't care. He farts. It's so loud that the woman like grabs her child, clutches her child to her chest, and grabs the back of its head, and she goes, "We're leaving."
That's 100% true. I was there.
Packed the shit up, and they took off.
Oh my god!
We're leaving.
Oh my god! What a den of debauchery that place was.
Oh, what a debauchery Steve was.
Oh well, he still is.
Such class. I loved him.
Oh my god.
Oh man,
farting.
You have any brewing? Now that we're on the topic,
farting is such sweet sorrow.
The Wendy's didn't hit you. The Wendy's will hit you another hour or two. We should have waited.
Really?
Yeah. Usually does that to me.
I felt like shit after last week from the White Castle.
I woke up.
Why don't we stop the show?
Felt
and go
like
get some
shit.
Of that
but felt like shitting.
No, I felt good. I was like out of a coma when I went home. I was like, oh, stomach's good. I passed right out.
Big mistake.
Yeah, I passed out. I woke up. I felt like I was hungover, but I didn't drink. It was just white.
No, you just felt hung.
Yeah,
I woke up right before the alarm went off. I was like, oh, I felt like a new man. I was like, ah,
oh. Burger fur flowing through your veins.
Even though, like, once I hit a good sweat, all I smelt was onions.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's gross. You're Iron Mike because he did stink.
Did he?
Smelled like burgers.
He didn't smell that close bad, but he did have a very strong.
Like sharp cheddar.
Yeah, Iron Mike sharp cheddar.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh my god.
It was like a
wrestling produce.
He had like a kind of like a fragrant
aroma.
Like a musk.
I need 270 pounds of the sharp cheddar.
Maybe some lilac.
Mike comes out grabbing it.
Sharp cheddar. Nacho man.
I know we were talking about him last week. I've never seen a man sweat so consistently.
Rowdy Roddy Peppers.
Wow. Oh, man.
Whole hummus.
Wow.
That's
awesome.
Anyway.
Whole hummus.
What? Yeah. So sweaty Iron Mike.
That was it.
No, I'm trying to think of more. I can't come up with anything, though.
Tito Centra?
No.
Centra's a...
I know.
No!
The All-American Potato Salad?
What?
Never mind.
Went off.
That was carny.
Yeah, let's take a break and come back.
That was horrible. I ruined it.
Oh, I start crying a little.
What are you eating, Carly?
What? Food.
She's eating Atkins himself.
Turkey and provolone rolled.
I thought that was bread.
No.
So Carly eats sandwiches without the bread, and
I eat sandwiches only without the meat. So if you put us together, we have a full sandwich.
Oh.
We're like Legion of Doom of lunch
sandwiches.
Meat.
If you put their hairs together, you would get a full head.
Yeah.
What a cold cut.
And if you put their lives together, you get half a life.
That's true. 1 plus 0 divided by 2, 1/2.
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, besides this ramble.
Well, you want to count their puppet and their old manager?
Oh, Paul Ellering?
Paul Ellering. And who's the puppet? Rocco?
Rocco?
Rocco? Oh, my God. I remember that bullshit. Oh. Mm-hmm. It was so lame. They didn't need
all right.
that.
No, it was their... their childhood doll that they found on yes. the streets of Chicago.
Chicago.
And they actually had the promo Chicago. Where they brush away the debris.
I know.
And there's a stupid puppet sitting
there. It's like
there.
A bum holding oh, yeah. it.
Remember Rocco?
Oh my fuck.
That was so shitty.
Like they oh, really man. Grew up in Chicago together.
Yeah, I doubt it.
They're brothers.
This man was like, all right, you're going to be working with this guy. Okay.
Your brothers, that's the story.
Yeah.
What were you telling me last night about Jack Tunney?
What?
Is
Jack
dead?
Tunney, you said... Yeah, he actually is dead.
Dead.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, what? That Vince bought all those territories
yeah, and he's
off
just
of him?
Like,
he's like,
yeah,
you
can
be president. Okay.
He bought up all his territories and he's just like, you know what? All right. We'll make
yeah.
it president.
Jack Tunney was like the second largest territory owner or something.
His only competition,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, and so he just bought him completely out and he just made him this, like, tool... President of the fucking WWF.
He was such a jerk off.
He would just come
guy.
Out. He was jerk all pissed
tubby.
Off. Yeah. You cannot divulge
jerk
your
that's
number.
That's what Ian used to call him.
You cannot divulge your number.
I like all those eggs in there. Let me open that up. Oh, yeah, baby. Hallelujah. Thank you, number 28.
Fucking.
That's my Bastion Booger impression.
That's pretty good.
That could not be anybody else.
Bastion
look like they look like scrambling eggs, he said.
He's my brother.
I hope so.
My fat-ass brother.
He is actually like a 450-pound version of you. Pretty hey. Much. Yeah.
Ew, fuck you. That's more like Bert. Bert looked like Bastion.
Nah, no, I wouldn't insult Bert like that.
No, well, he looked like him, though. He didn't look, act like him.
Because everyone knows who kinda. Your brother is. Yeah. So you guys want to talk about this?
Michael, breaking down the fourth
wall. Who
are
we again?
Michael Richards thing.
Put up the
who's that?
Wall.
Racist Kramer.
Yeah, what happened last Saturday?
Yeah, yeah, we missed it.
We overlooked it, actually.
Well,
we had other things on mind last week.
I didn't. I mean, was it Saturday?
Well, it happened Saturday. I think it didn't get out to the press till like Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, because I think the Letterman show was Monday.
Yeah, Monday he did the Letterman
okay.
show.
Okay, I walked in on Sinbad talking about it.
Yeah,
Saturday
what the
night.
Fuck was that all about?
Then you should have walked
man,
out of the room.
What a
once
weirdly
you saw
shaped
him.
Egghead that guy has. I didn't. I never realized that. I think he always wore a hat, right?
No, he always no. wore. No, he had that shitty fucking bad. Tight cut hair,
yeah.
big baggy
oh, yeah,
fucking
orange
pants.
Or red. You look like an Easter egg.
Yeah, he always had like fucking a flat horrible.
That's
never
right.
funny.
Now it's just like shaved and it's and he's his head. I don't. How could a person have a head shape like that?
Fucking does cruise line shows now. He isn't even able to work in L.A. as a comedian.
You don't know how he has a job.
Hope they attach him to the stern, just ram him into an iceberg. Fucking
when Kramer
loser.
Did the apology, he should have been like all sincere and then be like. That's what's so insane about it. I don't even hate niggers.
No, did you hear how he said it? He's like Afro-Americans at times, and he was like the blacks, the Mexicans,
well,
the Puerto Ricans.
Steve likened it to Bobby Heenan's apology to the Big Boss Man and his mom. When he
yes, yes,
when kept
my friend, everything has to
when
do
they,
with wrestling.
When, they, when Sean Mooney goes, but a weary cameraman continued to roll, and they show the very end of it again, and then Bobby Heenan just like turns in disgust and walks off camera. It's the exact same thing as Michael Richards.
Pretty much.
Wow.
Except he was probably counting money after he finished it.
Well, supposedly, what
counting
was
the take.
Richard was like apologizing to people in the audience when he dropped the mic and walked off.
Well, he was supposed to apologize the next night, right?
Well, no. He was saying like on the Letterman thing that he was apologizing to people and
yeah.
But most of those people that he really affected were gone already.
He's not sorry. He doesn't care.
He probably does care because it probably could ruin his like.
No, if he was
career.
Unknown, he would have never. Ever have done that?
Mm-mm. Well, like I was telling you guys before, he has a tendency of doing that.
Yeah, no,
like
I know, but
because he has everything so set, if he gets knocked off at any point, he flips out.
Mm. Yeah, but he knew that using that word repeatedly.
Oh yeah, like absolutely.
He knew it was going to be like national headlines.
But didn't they release like new seasons of Seinfeld on DVD like
yeah,
that weekend?
Tuesday actually. Okay. That's why Seinfeld was on. He was doing to promote the seventh season or something.
Yeah, it was a plot, Jewish plot,
conspiracy to sell
Jewish,
more DVDs.
Jewish
Larry David. Larry David. He
Michael Richards isn't even Jewish.
Yes, he is.
He is.
Is he?
Have you looked at him recently?
I don't think so.
Yeah, every single one of them.
Every single person involved in that show, pretty much. Larry David, Jewish.
Including
Newman,
the guy.
Newman, Jewish.
Derek McGuire, Jewish.
Derek McGuire, 6.25% Jewish. Carly shaking her head.
Including
what,
Is she
Jewish? Maybe Carly's Jewish.
Who was the guy who played Elaine's boyfriend, who played the
Putty?
Tick?
Putty?
Putty. Yeah. Well, he ain't Jewish.
He could have been.
Well, I mean, some of the guests.
No,
the
main
one.
The main
character. He was a main character.
No, he wasn't. He was a main character
for
like half a season. No. That's a recurring character. That's not a main
character.
Oh,
you guys are talking about. You're Jew lovers.
Oh, no.
Well, we got our producer's a fucking Jew.
Well, I love my family.
He's
yeah, so I would be.
Jew.
Now, which percentage of you is that Jewish? Is it your pee-pee?
6.25.
No. You're a little uncircumcised.
That's my Afro-American.
That's your Afro.
7.5 inches black.
That's that black Irish.
Black Irish.
No, I think it's a couple of my toes and stuff like that.
So when you went to go see Borat a couple weeks ago, you were probably like sighing
a
little
bit. Well, I didn't
know
at the time.
Oh,
but
you
now,
didn't?
But now that I'm
now you
that
won't
I'm Jewish,
laugh so hard about the whole throwing the shoe down the well.
Yeah, I'm kind of offended.
You see, Derek's got on his trademark duck-billed cap, but it's really a yarmulke underneath there. Mm-hmm. He just doesn't want to, like, he wants to kind of just, like,
he modified it.
So now he takes offense to all the Jew jokes.
Yes.
He modified it.
He
just likes the hat.
A sad look on his face.
Yeah.
If the one fan of the show could see his face now.
Well, you know, I mean, we've been persecuted for so many millions of years.
He's got that one tear like the Indian at the road.
We'll start David here.
But it turns into like a nickel or like a coin.
I mean, come on.
He bleeds gold.
We all bleed currency. Yeah, they've been persecuted ever since blacks invented time.
It's true.
99 trillion.
66.
66 trillion years ago, they invented time.
They did.
That's like
the black man lived and everything was good.
In the jungles of the Congo, speaking Arabic. Yes. Like, people actually believe this. It's real.
It's the Malcolm X religion. Who is it? The Honorable...
Shh. I hear something.
I hear nothing. We waited.
L'chaim! Shema Israel.
Wow.
I wanted to put a menorah on top of my Christmas tree.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, shit.
Horowitz, what a jerk.
Matt, you want to imitate Barry Horowitz's music for us?
Barry Horowitz was basically just, his gimmick was he was a Jew.
That's all it was.
He was a Jewber. He always jobbed.
Oh my god.
Jewber.
Derek's favorite character in X-Men, Jubilee. Coincidence? Oh, yeah, now it all makes sense now. I was like, why do you like that retarded girl in the yellow trench coat that throws firecrackers?
Firecrackers? See fireworks!
Lindsay's ass.
But now in the movie, she's Korean or something.
Well, she is half Asian in this cartoon series.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Didn't notice.
It doesn't matter.
It's Michael Richards.
We're back.
Guilty.
Yeah, whatever.
Keuchel Richards.
Wow.
Whoa. Hey.
Wow. Keuchel Richards.
Calm down here.
Pretty hardcore.
So.
You're going to have to dump Matt for like a minute straight. All his, right now. Deleting now. Yeah, well, bottom line is he's not sorry. He said it on purpose. Yeah, obviously.
Please believe me.
That was a great thing that he did on Letterman.
That's
know.
What's so insane about it.
Yeah. I'm not racist at all.
I love money.
For all that crap that I said, I'm sorry.
That's the one thing. Is that he makes a decent amount of money on syndication.
I wish you could have hooked him up to a lie detector because it would have exploded.
No, London. The thing it would have erupted in flames. But the thing is, lie detectors don't really prove shit anyway. That's why they don't use them in like court law.
Well, when you lie, there are certain like you know things.
Physiological.
I know how they
changes.
Work.
Yeah,
and it there's obviously going to be a difference because it's such a big lie. He's going to obviously be a lot more nervous.
He's sweating his balls off, just mumbling the word. Just mumbling.
In order to, if you lie and pass a lie detector test, you actually have to make yourself believe what you're saying. So either he's doing it just to save face, or he really believes what he's saying. But
Well, obviously the Jews don't control the media, otherwise we would have saved our brother.
It's true. Your brethren.
Our chosen brethren.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. We have a Jew at the as the producer.
Yeah.
It always gets weird.
It always makes its way in somewhere.
You guys, like,
who doesn't produce at all?
You guys want some bagels?
You got some locks?
I actually love bagels, I have to admit.
You got some locks?
I have to admit, like, it's a horrible thing. you know what, guys? Like, I mean, I'm kidding aside.
Wait a minute.
I hate the Jews, but bagels
isn't that
are
a martial
really...
art?
I don't hate Jews. I have Jewish friends.
What?
It's like,
isn't that a martial art? Judo?
Judo? Oh, Jerry King Law was here.
Bagels? Judo? Yeah.
Can't see too good. Is that Jerry Seinfeld over there?
Jerry Seinfeld.
Matt, Jerry Law's music, please.
It's like I don't mind. It's like I don't mind
the King theme, right?
I know.
Yeah. It's like I don't mind burning crosses in people's yards, but those bagels are sure as fucking yummy. Oh fucking Christ! It's the Fat Boys, everybody.
Should we play the greatest theme song ever, though?
Do it.
Yeah,
Barry Horowitz.
Barry.
No, this is number one.
This has to be number one. Only because it took me so long to fucking find it.
Stupid.
Such a bad cowbell.
Fucking bass line out of nowhere.
Well, it doesn't
funky
have the
ass
echo
bass.
Of the arena.
I know.
And the crowd drowning out.
Yeah, it sounds kind of empty.
Bass.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
I need that woman's like voice blaring into my ear.
Yeah.
Just all her soul.
If you ever listen to like Razor Ramon's theme music just straight, it doesn't
horrible.
Sound anything like it does.
No.
Yeah.
If you get the NWA music that they used to have, they actually have a crowd.
Oh, yeah.
In
pumped
it.
Into it, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, NWO music?
Oh, what did I say?
NWA.
Oh,
that's what I thought you meant. NWO?
NWO,
yeah.
NWO, yeah. The Brent. Oh,
niggas with attitude.
And also you listen to it, and it's like...
Oh, I know. Yeah.
I'm like,
oh, yeah.
That's cheap.
Terrible.
They modified it a bunch of times.
Oh,
they
yeah.
like added like Macho Man going, ooh, yeah.
We are in control.
Let's do that.
Yeah, that bass line is fucking prominent. Like a motherfucker.
Seriously, dude, that would probably pound in your car if you had
oh, yeah.
like subwoofers. I guarantee,
Jesus.
You know who listens to wrestling theme music. I want a name drop.
Who?
Will? Yes.
Yeah, dude, when I was a kid.
Oh, no.
I made a loop of the Ultimate Warrior's music, okay? They had this, like, promo shot of him where they had his music for, like, it was, like, a minute of his music, and there was nothing behind it. So it's like, oh, awesome, and I taped it, and I just taped it over and over
yeah,
and over.
Yeah.
And so I had a loop of his music. And then he was just like, oh, dude, can I borrow that? I'm like, no. He's like, no, I'll give it back
never
to you tomorrow.
Never got that back.
Gave it to him, never got it back. He was obsessed
man.
With the Ultimate Warrior. And now he basically is the Ultimate Warrior.
He probably has his bones in his in his basement.
No.
Of the first one.
Fucking dork.
Ultimate douchebag.
That's all I can come up with.
No, no, no. I am guilty on occasion of putting
him?
A wrestler's theme music into my MP3 mix.
A good one, like Million Dollar
on
Man.
On my MP3 CD for my car. But see, the thing about Will was...
I think it's funny, wrestling music.
No, no, no. When it gets to the point where you listen to Sable's theme music
ugh.
And blast it through parking
Matt,
lots.
Matt, please do it.
Population.
Wow. Wow.
This kid had that on in his car.
Blast.
I remember he was in front of
Pathmark
in his fucking piece of shit red
fucking
rusty Ford
out.
Escort fucking whatever it was.
The Red Rock. Blasting.
Oh, Red Rock.
Blasting it.
Blasting.
Honestly, if he was like, dude, if I was walking a deserted road, like dying, and he was like, dude, hop in, he had that music playing, I'd rather die in the street. I'd rather
wow.
be roadkill.
Wow.
I'd rather get bitten by a Gila monster.
Not just that,
that
but Triple H
for miles.
Too.
Oh, Triple H, Steve Austin.
Oh, yeah.
Remember he had this whole plan? He wanted to put all their logos on his car?
Yes.
Ugh.
Well, I dared him to do it.
Oh,
like,
did you? God.
Well, not dared, but I encouraged it.
You encourage everything.
I encouraged
like
it.
Like encouraging a retarded guy
yes,
to do something that's
exactly,
dangerous.
Exactly, exactly.
He wanted to have, like, the
fun
Steve
of.
Austin skull in the hood, the Taker logo on the top of the
yes.
car.
Mike and I were going to paint it for him.
Oh, he was going to get the WrestleMania Andre foot on like the back.
And money signs all over the car.
Money signs.
The warrior face like, paint.
In that weird diamond design, like the $1 million belt. Just get that painted all over his car.
Oh, my God.
That's horrible. He was blasting Triple H's theme music at a diner once. And Mike and Megan were with me.
Oh, my.
And Mike runs up to the car and starts banging on his window. Now picture this guy looks like Penn from Penn and Teller and is about the same size. Yeah. He runs up to the car and he's like, "Why are you playing Triple H's theme music?" And he rolls up the window as Mike is running to the car and he drove away.
Mike doesn't normally do stuff like that.
No,
that's
he
why it's so funny when he does. And it's always like
because he was angry.
I don't blame him.
He was offended.
I'm offended.
Too.
I wasn't even really.
I'm embarrassed.
So shameful.
I remember. Because I went to elementary school with this.
You definitely
kid.
Did.
And, like, we were in the bathroom. And he used to take, like, pictures. Of, like, he had a coloring book of wrestlers. Oh, he had the Ultimate Warrior and Hulk Hogan, like, in his shirt. And he took him out and he showed me. And I'm like, what are you showing
like
me?
Like, porn. He's got it hidden
in
his pocket.
Exactly.
You want to see something?
It was
you
very
see something?
Uncomfortable.
It's like you're going to get see, like, double penetration
he's not
pictures.
He's not a bad artist, though. Some of his newer stuff that I saw, like...
No, it was actually from a coloring book, though.
No, he eventually got into, like, drawing. He's not that bad, actually.
Whatever.
He draws, like, very... you know, like, the Warrior comics?
Yeah.
Like, that kind of stuff? He does that. It's pretty good.
He draws the Warrior mounting Hogan.
Yeah. No, he draws him mounting the Warriors.
The Warriors' dead bones.
Oh, no.
Digging up his corpse and fucking it.
If I could, I can't. Who were we watching the other night that I said that guy's pretty much like a big Will? Who was wrestling? Do you remember who that was?
Oh,
it was a perfect contrast. Oh, not contrast. Comparison to the way this guy wrestles. And it's just, he'll never learn, ever. No matter how long.
Michael Shaw. Do you think he has a webpage?
He did. Terry, it was like Terry Pierce stuff.
Oh man, Terry you just Pierce. That was his quote.
He spelled it P-E-I-R-C-E. I don't
just
think it's still
pierced.
There.
Pierced
in the ass.
Your sphincter.
P-E-I-R-C-E. Yeah.
Your colon.
Why would he spell
pierced?
Like
that? I don't know.
There probably was a sad another Terry Pierce out there with the real spelling and copyright.
Yeah, some wrong, poor guy.
Nah,
I am not that fucking wrestler.
Google him. Real quick.
He
probably did some shows. Nothing?
Unless.
Did you mean Terry Pierce, as in Pierce?
There's a football player named Terry Pierce.
That's probably why he did it.
He's the most Michael Shaw. Sean
Michael
Michaels.
Shaw? Do you know whose real name is Michael Shaw?
Who?
Bastion Booger.
So it was a very small world out there, my friend.
What are you saying?
Bastion Booger. Like, that's right, motherfucker. That's his name.
Bullseye.
Why have we been talking about Bastion Booger lately?
I don't know.
Uh-oh, trip to the Batcave.
I was telling Derek about the time that he did commentary on Raw.
He was
and
funny.
They kept on bringing him pizza and, like, French fries.
Derek
started
Booger.
Joking at one point.
What's Will's wrestling name now, though?
Michael Reigns.
Michael Reigns. Wait, what's the fold thing?
What do you mean?
Isn't there like two letters? Isn't there like...
Michael P.S. Reigns?
There it is.
We gave him that nickname in like, I don't know, 2000, 2001.
That's where I've heard from. Michael P.S.
Michael
Reigns.
P.S. Reigns.
What does P.S.
Michael
mean?
Michael Reigns.
Yeah. I know. I don't know.
No, he spells it R-E-I.
R-E-I-G-A.
Right. Yeah.
G-N-S. What the fuck?
Wait, like, Reigns like a king.
R-E-I-G-A.
Yeah, but Dapper made it R-A-I-N-S.
Oh, really?
He's an idiot.
Yeah.
I don't know. He doesn't have anything.
He wanted to call Dan Pettit, a guy from Keensburg that works. He wanted to give him a gimmick that was based off of Gollum. But he wanted to call...
What, Beowulf?
He gave it like a Jewish twist, and he called him Gollum. I'm not even joking. When I heard him say
my pleasures.
I said, you're not serious. I was like, you're not serious. He's like, oh, I think it's a great gimmick. He's going to do it. No, I really, honestly, I don't think that's a good idea.
You never told me that.
I never told you about that.
No.
Gollum.
Gollum.
He turns to Gino and he's just like, yeah, we're going to call him Gollum.
Wait, he's going to have the whole thing with the like yarmulke and the curly cues.
I don't know. No, he was just still going to be his normal,
come out in
like the tattered t-shirt and jean shorts, but they were just going to use him as like a lackey. And
is Michael Reigns your friend on MySpace?
Yeah.
Is he? He's not on your top whatever,
sad.
Though.
Sad. No, he's probably like towards the second half. Like page like 5, probably.
Gollum.
That's awesome.
Gollum.
I can't believe that asshole.
So damn dumb, but it's awesome. No.
People always ask me, you want to do a show for Dapper this weekend? No.
Gee, let me think. No.
Do I want to not get paid by somebody who can really pay me? I'll do EWA shows for free, but I won't do NWS shows for free. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you tell them.
You tell that one. Don't
give them the shit, you.
You like, tell that one fan.
Like they read this. Well, listen to this.
Oh, well.
Let's see.
Wait, there's two companies that run around here?
Yeah.
There's many.
Well, EWA doesn't run anymore, but NWS, Jersey All Pro is going to be running a show.
Uh-huh.
10th anniversary in December, which I might go to. I'm not positive yet.
Do you know who's wrestling?
I recognize some of the names, but I don't really know anybody.
He's been out of the game way too long.
Crazy Shay. Tommy Force might be there, I think.
Larry Zbysko.
No. Although I have worked a guy who has gone over on Larry Zbysko.
Juicy All Pro.
Pretty much.
Juicy All Pro.
No, it's not as bad as NWS with Gino and Dapper.
Did I offend you, Derek?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah,
they don't
wrestle.
They just come out and make deals with each other.
Throwing dimes at each other.
Wow.
This is getting pretty hardcore.
Yeah, it is.
If it's on a Saturday, they can't do it. Friday night, midnight,
show's
I can't
gotta
do
start,
it.
Show's got to start before 3.
Right?
By 6.
No one's going to come to it, though, but at 5 o'clock, I got to go.
They got to wrestle in sheets.
Put holes in them.
Wow.
They could just sword fight through the holes in the sheet. If you know what I'm saying.
Oh, I know what you're saying.
Oh, I get it.
I can't find Will on here.
Great. Damn fucking it. Bastard.
He probably deleted himself off MySpace.
Just search for his name.
I wonder if his brother has a MySpace. That would be priceless.
I don't think he does.
I really want to see those pictures of him, though. Again, just for a laugh.
Go on. No, just search his name.
I don't know how to do that.
It's too complicated.
He doesn't know how to search.
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 I should be happy he can even get on MySpace.
No.
Yeah, true.
No.
Michael Reigns. Michael P.S. Reigns. What the hell does P.S. mean?
Is it B.E.R. or B.U.R.?
Piece of shit?
Pussy stank.
Pussy stank Reigns.
No, we just, because of Michael P.S. Hayes,
oh, okay.
We just called him, his name was Michael Reigns, and one of us was just like, you know, we should just start calling him Michael P.S. Reigns, and like it was the funniest thing in the locker room for that moment. But yeah.
Next to the
stuck.
Next guy getting naked.
Well,
he's married?
Yes.
Yeah. Veronica Since Jacoby.
When? Whoops.
Oh, whoops.
Ouch.
Dump. Dump that. Sorry.
No, don't dump it. Fuck it.
Edit that. Edit that.
Keep it in. You're not going to. He's not editing shit.
Mr. Black. Mr. Black.
The last time Derek edited anything on this thing was when Eric said somebody's name on the air, and that was it. And he's never done anything since.
Oh, Straight Hennessy?
We have a. There's a. I don't know if you guys remember. Was it when it was me and Craig doing it once? When it was Craig still here, because Craig hasn't been here in the last couple weeks.
Yes.
There's one episode, I don't know if you remember it, where it stops in the middle, goes blank for about good 5 minutes, and all of a sudden the extra show comes on after
it. Craig's like, well, we're not really losing steam or anything.
And why don't we just start?
Keep going.
Did you see this picture of his brother?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's like one man gang. Wait, who? Oh, my God. Wow.
Matt, do you have one man gags music in your head?
Didn't have any.
Oh, my God. <That's> horrifying. Holy shit.
That's why I said it that night. That's why I said the only thing worse than Will was Paul, because of that picture was fresh in my head.
One man can't.
Awesome. You know who that is right there?
Yeah, Rich. Something
yeah,
earlier.
Rich, yep.
Yeah, we got to cut this whole thing out.
Will looks like Kevin Nash.
On crack.
He's married to Ew.
Why are we going to cut this out? This is like the best so far.
No, we can't.
Oh, no, this has got
to be. Is this his tattoo?
This is complete slander.
It's a fairy?
No, it must be hers. He didn't get a fairy on
it. No, that's
it.
Hers. That's hers.
Both of them?
Oh, I don't know.
That flaming skull looks like it was done by Tony while he's like having an AIDS fit.
That flaming skull looks like it was done by Tony.
Cut this out, but make sure you send it to me.
Cut this out and send it to me.
It was done by a bushwhacker.
No, send me the full version.
Yeah, before you edit, send it to him.
Yeah, seriously, every name, just edit it with Mr. Black.
Oh, yeah, he got married to
Mr. Black.
Yeah, Mr. Racist. Black.
Oh, yeah, the only thing worse than Mr. Black is Mr. Black.
All I can say about his wife is, ew, Mr. Black.
Is that Motley Crue?
Motley Crue.
No,
yes. Toolbox.
Motley Crue is his wallpaper. I love it. Or whatever the fuck you call it.
Oh, my God. He's so horrible.
Won't amount to nothing. That was what Mike used to call him, Won't Westerberg. Won't amount to nothing. Won't.
Won't.
Will you?
Instead of will, won't.
Oh, my God.
Will's interest, general, wrestling, pro.
Parentheses. He says he's 6'3", 250 pounds.
Oh, God.
I'm 6'3", 250. Fuck that.
Hanging out, lifting weights. Remember when he was doing fucking...
He's not as tall as Steve. Are you as tall as Steve?
I don't think we've ever stood back to back.
Do you remember we were doing the show with him, and it was like at the part of his life where he just starved himself?
Yes.
And he was just like skin and bones.
Part of his life.
Well, he was always himself. Chunky.
That time.
And then he starved himself and he was like a little rail.
Like a hardy boy, yeah.
Yeah. And then he was like on the chair. He had his legs on the chair and he was like doing sit ups.
Oh, yeah.
I was
that
like, what
was
the fuck
so
are you doing?
Sad.
And he goes, it's called exercising, Derek. You should try it.
Yeah.
Sometime.
Oh, God. That's right.
And I was like, wow.
Looking good, pal.
I said, it's called eating something.
Oh, shit. I went to Gold's with him a couple times, and he would always like try to max himself out to impress me, but he'd always get hurt, and everybody would just
and you're just sitting there with a ham sandwich. Fuck you!
I'm doing back handsprings on the little pads that they got, and he's like trying to like bench as much as he possibly can in one shot.
And his fucking
he's just like his face is beet red, and his veins are popping out of his forehead. He's just like
here's deltoids tearing,
like a T-shirt. Deltoids.
There it is.
Wow.
Who's that?
Unbelievable. These Altoids.
That's how big they are.
Oh, shit. Oh, all right, how much have we wasted on
his
Will?
Murgatroyd.
Well, we're almost at an hour, so.
Murgatroyd.
Well, we got to cut this, I thought. All
right, we got to add about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
God, the slander show.
We've done this before.
For 15 minutes, everybody's just dropping
in. I haven't heard that show.
What show?
Yeah, do we even publish that show?
No.
Will me and Craig go off on stupid shit for an hour?
We just kept dropping people's names.
Yeah, it was the best.
And then we did a bit called Slander where we actually looked somebody's name up online, like an online phone book, and just called them gay or something.
That was it.
I'm like, Samantha Jackson from Orlando, Florida is a dyke. I think I said their address, too.
Yeah, I think it was. Nice. I think it sent one all out.
Name and address, they're a dyke.
Anywho.
All right, well, let's take a break.
Much needed one.
A little break ski.
And we'll get our composure together and we'll
come up with something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucked it up.
Thank you.
Nice.
Our production assistant.
Just put up. Mr. Black over
Posed
the voice.
By Carly.
She's so happy with herself right now.
She's hysterical about it.
I don't even want to talk over this gorilla. But I will anyway.
Matthew is loud.
I fucking blew out this
bitch. Yeah.
I'm blowing the red, man.
You're a fat, loud Polack.
That's right.
We're back.
Yeah. All right, so what are we talking about?
Oh, we were making fun of a lot of wrestlers. Teams.
Yeah, the Honky Tonk Man, all those motherfuckers.
That Undertaker music was absolute shit.
It was the worst.
Which one? the rolling one?
Yeah.
With the
any of them involving Fred Durst.
Boom,
I guess.
Rolling, boom.
That was so queer.
Bow, keep rolling, 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 bow.
Like, can you imagine, like, a bunch of guys like us, you know, like, grown men that have, like, wives and, like, jobs, and they're like, all right, Fred, I want you to go, what? Real loud into the mic again. We didn't get that take right.
Well, we kind of are.
Instead, we're like, no, go take a shit. Take this mic in with you.
Perfect. That's so much better than
squeeze one out.
Rolling.
Keep rolling, because he cannot walk. Keep rolling.
Nice.
At least he's not dead.
So did you want to do that top five, whatever the
top
hell we were
five?
Doing? Yeah, well, okay. Do you want to do like a top five?
We'll start at a top five, and if we have to bring up other people, we will.
What?
Well, because we, me and Matt were in a deep discussion last night about wrestling like we always are.
Yes.
And I said, who do you think made the best, cut the best promos?
Now, he immediately
cut the
went,
best
for what
I went for
I would
Dusty.
Call the traditional Dusty Rhodes or Ric Flair.
Yeah.
But I also pointed out that Jake Snake Roberts cut some pretty mean promos back in the day.
And he also
agreed.
Cut some, he cut some really good lines, too, back in the day, too.
He did.
Good one, Bob. Good one.
Mr. Perfect was always entertaining.
Mr. Matt Perfect.
Also
I liked Perfect. Cause, like,
I also brought up Rick Rude. Oh, yeah. Well, Heenan.
Heenan I mean, he's not a wrestler, Rude. But Heenan was always like.
Regardless, Heenan was a wrestler.
Heenan was shit.
Well, I know, but.
Yeah,
like,
but not when we knew him.
He's not famous for being a wrestler. Yeah.
How will you stop it?
Or what is it? Piper's weren't bad though.
I brought
true.
Up Piper.
Yeah. Piper was
well, especially when he was like when he was really when they really got him amped up.
Yeah, he was hard to keep up with because he was so quick.
Well, the one where when he said he's gonna eat a garage, watch a couple more of these matches, and he's gonna get rude. Yeah.
And then he got fucking hit by a truck.
You don't remember that one?
Eat a garage.
I'm
what the
eat
fuck?
A garage.
Get Scooby Doo.
Yeah, yeah, the weird kind of. Yeah. Alcoholic voice, but
alcoholic voice.
I came here to fight. I don't know what you came to do.
I came here to get my car
with his mate Jimmy Hart kissing
him. And right, Piper, you ain't nothing but a spine cockroach. First of all, cockroaches don't have a spine. They got a hard shell. So we know two things about you. You're
oh,
a jerk and you're
one.
Stupid. All right, Piper, you a sharecropper with big pot belly. You ain't a man. You different. You and them sharecroppers for me.
Wow.
You're right. We are
the Black
from
Power
you.
Man.
Us sharecroppers and me, we're different. We're honest, and we're real men. You see, when it comes to me, there ain't no difference between black or white. I'm them all, baby. I will have my fist up for Black Power in WrestleMania 6, but it'll be for Mr. Mandela and me, RP. I don't die. I just multiply.
See, the man was fucking awesome.
I want the full promo from WrestleMania when he was black and white.
That was.
That's when he's talking about Bad News Brown.
Yeah. Oh, the other one.
Well, obviously
he's like
just talking about Bad News Brown, but he goes through this whole like 5-minute spiel about Bad News Brown's different like facial features, and it was hilarious.
Yeah, that Piper's definitely top.
The hot Scott.
So who would be the top though?
Number one? I don't know. It's a tough call.
Yeah, the 80s stuff
we just
was awesome.
A bunch of great ones, but I don't know who to pick.
The thing is, you look at the stuff they do now, the promos they do now for the freaking thing. It's like, oh fuck,
King Booker,
get the fuck out of here. Fuck Booker, fuck him in the ass. I can't believe he's lasted so long. Someone hasn't like terminated his
greetings and
his
salutations.
He's such shit.
He can't carry that gimmick. No.
He can't carry a gimmick.
No, I mean he could handle being just Booker T.
A black man.
He'd just be
the stereotypical
Hulk Hogan,
black
we coming
man.
For you, nigga.
Blacker T.
Now you must apologize for that.
He said
on Letterman and apologize.
Yeah. Go ahead. So we had Flair.
I
Dusty,
said Flair and Dusty.
Perfect.
You can't understand
Dust Piper.
Dusty, you can't
that's
understand
said,
nowadays.
But it's
either.
Part of the gimmick.
Yeah,
it's
true.
Part of
fucking. What did he say when we were watching? We were watching the event the other day.
Sapha, baby.
No, he was doing the pro. He's like, well, and he said something. You were like, what the fuck did he just say?
Sapha took the money. That's fine. But she could have come back home and scored, baby.
Yeah, where did he get this?
What?
This black
like,
set.
Southern pimp that he was. What the fuck was that all about?
I don't get it.
900
Gene,
pimp.
I got to go.
I could eat a sandwich. 100 of them.
Did he always
go
like that?
Eat a torpedo.
And shit in
pretty
my
much.
Pants 2 seconds. It's
that
fucking
birthmark. And I was watching the Adrian Adonis promo as well. Uh-oh.
Gold dust. Keep rolling, rolling, rolling.
That wasn't real.
That was.
It smells real.
Oh,
holy
shit.
Oh.
So we did the top five promos.
Oh, yeah, well, that's not
that
really
was a great
top five.
Or who's the best? And also,
who else,
what else do we do?
Who else is there? Who's in the running for at least good promos?
I mean, look at all the good shit they did in the 80s. Like, they did the stupid, like, what was it? What
were Macho Man.
Macho Man's
were
good.
Savages
were right.
But I point out that he didn't seem like a real, like, person.
He looked
he couldn't,
he was
like,
on...
take me out of the wrestling and make me think that there was actually something going on.
Yeah,
he
true.
Couldn't do that in the Slim Jim commercials, but people still bought them.
He just, because he sounds like he's constipated. And it's not.
He's got a real bad fucking case of the burrito well, shits.
I got a real
out.
Bad case of the burrito shits, yeah.
Dig it!
Well, you said Michaels.
Michaels had some good promos, but he was more of like, he had to be in the ring to do his. Yeah. He couldn't cut one like on a backdrop, yeah. Which is what I'm referring to as like a guy who just
like pre-taped
you know, get
ones.
Their own spot, you know.
Lex Luger.
Lex Luger.
No.
Yeah. Killed Miss Elizabeth.
The moment of truth has finally arrived.
The horse tranquilizer I've asked for, the horse tranquilizer I've waited
arrived.
For, I finally arrived.
Like, Hogan's weren't bad, but Hogan, you got better ones when he
no,
had somebody.
Hogan was a template.
Hogan had better
Hogan
ones
was
when he
a
had
talking head.
Yeah. Hogan was just a template, it's like speech. Every single time it was insert name here, this is what I'm going to say every single time.
Well, the thing is, he couldn't do it by himself. He had to have, like, somebody there, like Mean Gene or somebody holding the mic up to his face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He always had somebody had to push him. Like, okay, this is what you're going to say. Say it now. I'm going to just hold the mic to your face as close as I can. You're going to grab it on my hand and push my bald head down, and we're just going to continue on.
All right, we kind of danced around top promos. How about the top sideshows, like Piper's Pit?
Well, there weren't that many.
The Barbershop, Funeral Parlor, Brother Love.
Brother Love was hysterical.
Brother Love, Piper's Pit, Funeral Parlor.
Okay.
Barbershop. Did I say Barbershop?
Heartbreak Hotel.
Didn't they have the Snake Pit?
Snake Pit.
Yeah, for a little while.
That was back in like 87.
Yeah.
That
right
was like,
he
like
went.
A porno stage.
It was like smoke and
what
shit.
What was the one with the talk show? Was that
The talk show? What was that?
The one where they had people, they had the wrestlers come on where it was like it was a talk show. Where like they pretend it was like a talk show bit. And they came on and then they beat the shit out of each other.
No,
maybe
I
it was before.
That.
I forget what it was. I can't remember now.
If you don't know, don't say it.
Okay,
no,
fine. Fuck off.
Fine, okay.
How about you delete that last minute there?
All right.
Yeah. Delete it all.
So we got
put Mr. Black in between that whole bit.
Brother Love
Mr.
Show.
Mr. Black.
Brother Love Show is my all-time favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What was your favorite, Derek?
Piper's Pit.
Okay, why?
Because I like Piper.
How many actual Piper's Pits did you see?
Maybe like one when I was a kid.
The Superfly Jimmy
Snuka
one.
You're going to be an analytical dickhead.
Huh?
The Superfly Jimmy Snuka one?
Yeah, Jimmy Snuka. I was there for the one at WrestleMania 5 with Morton Downey Jr.
You went to WrestleMania 5?
Yep.
So did
really?
I.
You saw
and,
that?
And SummerSlam 89.
Cool. We probably sat next to each other there.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
I didn't even know it.
And I saw the one where Andre challenged Hulk to the title.
Oh, my goodness.
And Hulk Hogan got all upset because they were friends.
Yes.
See? There's a lot of Pipers, but they were more back in the day.
No. I'm just saying like how many you actually saw as
yeah.
a That's
you saw all the good ones, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
All the ones that mattered.
Mm-hmm. What about best freak show style like wrestlers like the big stereotypes they did back in the '80s.
They were
endless.
Like yeah. Bad News Brown.
Bad News Brown. Who was the wrestler who was tattooed from head
black.
To toe with all those damn symbols?
Hakushi.
Yeah,
he was just on his
fucking.
Back.
He came with the most stereotypical manager in the world.
Oh,
who was
it was Harvey.
I can't remember. But it was just like a giant. It was like the biggest giant Japanese stereotype. He spoke knowing.
Mr.
Spoke
Fuji.
Knowing.
Was
yeah.
The Japanese stereotype.
Fuji
he
was
awesome.
No, I think it was a little Chinese guy. Wasn't I think it was Mr. Fuji.
I don't think Hakushi
Look
had
up, Derek.
A valet.
No, somebody
or
did.
Valet.
Somebody
manager,
did because he couldn't
sorry,
speak
you know.
English. He had to have a
translator. Well, Barry Horowitz did that for a little
yeah.
while.
Yeah. Remember Pepsi.
Oh, Christ.
It was a
Hakushi.
Yeah, I remember him. I remember him going, oh, man, that's fucking awesome.
Haku became Meng, the most devastating man in WCW.
Oh, yeah.
Who constantly beat the shit out of Jubers.
Jubers.
Yeah, bring him back to Jubers.
Okay, I remember this guy.
Hakushi.
I'm bringing
he had to have a
magic.
Back.
I'm bringing Latkes back.
Latkes.
Managed by...
Boy.
No one.
I just saw it for a split second. It was like on the search page. Oh,
John Lovitz.
John Lovitz. Yeah, that'd be a great one.
I got a great wrestler for you.
Shinji.
He
was a Japanese guy.
He had like white face paint,
yes.
I think.
Yeah.
That's
yes.
right. He had a beard and shit.
He was like a male
geisha. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it looked ridiculous. It was the silliest thing. Yeah.
That was and like the dark ages of WWF.
Yeah, those
that's
are the
really
nice.
What it was called.
For
the whole time it was led by The Undertaker.
Oh, it was terrible.
I love that time.
terrible.
During the time where he was on top and could have made the most money in his life, wrestling had to be at the absolute lowest it possibly
could. Oh, was. It was the complete shit.
That's the best time. They just threw out every stereotype you had.
It was so cheesy. Oh, my God.
All right, I guess I would go under the next category, which would be worst gimmick.
Worst gimmick.
Now, I brought up Bastion Booger.
The Goon.
The Goon. MVP. I forgot about the Goon.
MVP.
Do you remember the Goon, the hockey player?
Yes.
He was in the wrestling 2 weeks. Boots.
2 weeks.
Yeah. So what did I say last week?
T.L. Hopper.
Well, Max Moon.
Max Moon.
Oh, God. At least he was good, though.
The one I remember, the last shitty one was what?
I don't know. I haven't watched wrestling in years.
How about last WCW is an untapped well of shitty gimmicks?
Oh, really?
Oh, oh yeah, covered. But
Disco Inferno. All right,
hold on.
Disco Inferno.
He was awesome.
Hold on.
Shit.
The Renegade, hold which on. Was a ripoff of the Ultimate Warrior.
Yes.
Roadblock.
Roadblock, yeah. The last Roadblock. One I remember when I was Final watching solution. It was
the Shark.
The Loch Ness Monster.
Oh. Yeti.
The Leprechaun.
The Leprechaun.
The Zombie.
Zombie, yeah, that was horrible.
Oh, that was ECW.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was so shitty.
Zombie.
Guy would come out looking like shit and just get his ass
the
beat by everybody.
All right, how about recycled gimmicks, I would say the Boogeyman, which is a new wrestler out. It's basically Papa Shango Part 2.
Repackaged Papa
shitty.
Shango, yeah.
Is it Papa Shango?
And apparently he had some kind of mole grow on one of the girls' faces.
Yes.
And he came out on Piper's Pit.
Oh, yeah.
And he bit it off her face and ate it.
Ew.
And he has worms on him at all times.
Yes.
I couldn't imagine putting worms in my mouth. Like, and just letting him sit there.
Couldn't do it.
He's like a wrestler. He had to make money somehow.
Mm-hmm. He's basically a hardcore Papa Shango.
Pretty much.
Yeah, this guy.
Papa Shango just owns strip clubs now.
Yeah, he does.
Half the gimmicks in ECW were ridiculous.
Rehash gimmicks. Dumb. Would you say that Goldust is almost a rehash of Adrian Adonis?
Yeah, the whole kind of gay kind of.
Mm-hmm. And the obsession.
Androgynous monster.
That he wrestles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
Did he do a better job? I think Goldust. He ran with it.
Well, did he do a better job as Goldust or as the other character? Because when he wasn't allowed to use Goldust.
No, not that.
Ugh.
No, as Goldust.
I don't really remember a lot about Adonis, but I like him better because Goldust was just too.
Yeah, I don't remember.
A little bit too gay.
It's just
too
Mr. Rodman. There it is.
Wow. Mr. Black.
A little bit too Mr. Black.
Mr. Black.
Let me see the dong in my pants.
Holy shit.
In my ass, please, deeply. Spit some gold paint on it.
Oh, man.
See your dung.
We're talking about Goldust.
Goldust shoots fucking.
The only thing I remember about Goldust is that Piper match that he had.
Yeah.
When he
hit
Piper
with the
gold car.
Cadillac.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It fucking was awesome.
It was so creepy when he was cutting promos. He was playing the bagpipes. It looked like he was sucking a dick.
He definitely
I'm like,
he was.
What
licking
is he doing?
He was really into that gimmick. He was trying to impress the fans every possible
way. And then when he got kicked out.
His last shot at making money.
And then when he got kicked out that first time.
Yeah.
And he had to go out and he had to be himself, like be an actual person.
Well, he was like, what'd they call him? He was the like religious like thing. He had he went through that whole
religious
like
epiphany
out,
stupid
or something.
Religious thing.
He came out as like pretty much that guy we were talking about before.
Yeah,
one of the
I can't remember
that other independent wrestler that we won't mention,
Mr. Black.
Yes, Mr. Black.
Mr. Won't.
Mr. Won't.
Yeah, and then when he was what? When he was in ECW when he couldn't do the whole thing. He was his normal name, and you know, I think
Dustin Rhodes.
Yeah, you know, Dusty was still wrestling too. I think at the time when he was roaming around as Dustin.
Dusty was barely breathing, let alone wrestling.
Yeah, well,
Dusty Rhodes came out to a monster truck pull.
A monster truck pull. Well, what are you fucking talking about? Are they pulling him?
He came out
kind of.
He came out in a pickup truck. Yeah. And when I say he came out in a pickup truck, he came out in the bed of the pickup truck because he couldn't fit in the passenger seat.
He's like fucking Jabba.
He's so fucking fat. He was literally filling almost the entire bed.
The melted Hershey kiss.
I washed myself with a rag on a stick,
baby.
Sapphire.
Sapphire, please.
Have you ever
Sapphire, give me my rag, baby. Let me tell you something, baby.
Give me my garbage bag full of popcorn, baby. Do you ever see that that DVD set they put out for him?
Yes.
You have?
No, I didn't see it, but I know.
The box cuts promos.
He's about to die.
That's right.
He's about to die.
That's right.
Yeah, you press the box, it cuts promos. I got to get that, man.
They should have subtitles.
I've seen parts of it, and it's just...
I want to get the Brian Pillman DVD.
He's dead.
Oh, really?
Did he die?
He was awesome.
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, didn't
he?
Yeah, right in the middle of his feud with Goldust.
Yes.
He died.
And they had to have that interview with Terry, and they had to still...
maintain the fact that she was in the hotel room with him when he died.
Wait, what did he die of?
Because he
they didn't want to say
it was like painkillers and alcohol.
Oh, like Guerrero.
It was cocaine and cocaine. But
Mr. Perfect leftover cocaine.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow.
You want
wow.
this perfect?
Yeah,
you
Derek just
it.
Grimaced. I love perfect,
the perfect
just as
body,
much as the next guy.
The perfect mind.
And the perfect overdose.
Wow.
Awesome. Nobody overdoses Mr. Perfect.
So they had Nobody. To bring it up when she was getting interviewed that she was still in the room when he died.
Yeah, because supposedly. The whole thing was that he kidnapped her. Yeah. And he was taking her on the road with him. And so they were doing these matches to try and get her or something. Yes. I don't know. And so he died in the hotel room
now,
the
what
day before
say?
In your house or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, what did they say? He will not be showing, was it? He's
well,
not
no, they announced that he died.
Oh, okay. I thought they just said house. That he won't be here tonight.
And what, that somebody rescued her?
No, or no, ever.
No. They said that they found his body in the hotel room. And then on yeah. Raw, they had the whole 12 or 21 salute with the bell salute. Bells,
yeah, or how about the best one when a Hart died?
They had all the wrestlers out front, except for Steve Austin.
Vaughn, how did you bring that up earlier?
Oh, who was that guy that fell?
Who's that guy who fell from the rafters?
He's trying to do
I
something.
I totally
and
slipped.
He fell.
It who slipped. I couldn't
was
remember.
That guy?
Wow. I haven't watched wrestling in like 10 years.
I dare you to say that in front of Bret Hart.
Who was that guy that died a horrific, painful death in front of 10,000 people?
What was his name?
And then
name?
All they did was wheel his body out, mop the damn place, give it
the
10
show
minutes.
Has to go
that
on.
Was like the show
the
continues.
Day before my birthday.
Fuck that.
That was like May 21st, I think.
You know, it wasn't even like a major pay-per-view, right?
It was
like in your house or something.
Yeah, it was one of those in your house. Or
Taker beat Austin for the title that night.
Yeah, that was
it
the
was
big
like,
thing.
It wasn't an in your house. It was like,
it was like
one of those other side
No
ones.
Way out or something.
Yeah, no way. It was like they had just converted in your houses to the
monthly
year before,
ridiculousness.
Did they have pay-per-views every month now? Is that basically?
Oh, yeah. They've had, well, they
used to have them as in your house once. And
like
they,
for 2 years, they had like a $14.95 pay-per-view in between the big pay-per-views, which were like up to like $30-something by that time. And they were like maybe 2 hours instead of 3 hours, but then they converted them to the 3 hours and they gave them all real names. They actually started calling like In Your House and they added a name, then they dropped the In Your House thing completely because it was really dumb.
That was dumb.
Yeah, and he died on one of those. They pulled him out with a
I want to see
with like a blanket over his head.
I remember
seeing it on
somebody
on
has to have it. Somebody had a camera in the crowd, something like that.
They don't sell that pay-per-view.
No,
no, they
just
don't.
Saying.
Yeah. No. Even though I think they sell the match itself, that Austin Undertaker match and like, you know, best of DVDs, but they don't sell the whole the whole pit, you know.
You know, I'm sure a lot of wrestlers
and all they did was
died.
Mop it up. The Brooklyn Brawler comes out and mops the fucking place up.
Whoa.
Brooklyn Brawler.
I'm sure
he
a lot
sucked,
of guys
come
have,
on.
Wrestlers
Steve
have, like,
Lombardi.
They've died in hotels, right? So, like,
that's
imagine you, like, their ghost haunts the hotel.
Oh, my God.
His ghost haunts that freaking wrestler.
Brian Pillman. 9mm going around.
Guerrero's
Hawk.
On a crutch. Hawk.
Could you imagine a Hawk poltergeist?
Oh, my God.
With the shoulder pads on?
You're just, like, sitting there all of a sudden, you're just like, and you turn around, there's this fat dude drinking beer on your couch.
Exposing the business.
Exposing the business wearing your mask.
Ball bag straight out on you.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
No.
What?
His ball bag has a little mohawk. He's shaved.
Poltergeist ball bag straight at you. Ah!
Unbelievable.
Slime. Instead of slime, it's like
what was unbelievable?
Oh, wow.
British bulldog.
British dead dog.
Dead. Is he dead?
Dead dog, yeah.
Oh, he's really? Very dead.
How long did he die?
Boy dead?
About 5 years.
Five
maybe
years?
More.
Daddy Boy Smith.
Wow.
You know what's funny? I was thinking about that today at work. I was thinking of the name, the British dead dog, Daddy Boy Smith.
Wow.
I swear to God.
He
that's
sits
so
here
funny.
At work and just thinks the
yeah,
dead name.
Yeah, I laugh to myself. People look at me like, what are you laughing at?
I still like
at?
Hulk Hummus.
That's
Hulk
a good
Hummus.
One.
Rowdy Roddy Peppers.
Wow. Just foods?
Just, yeah, wrestling,
wrestling
food.
Food names.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Iron Mike Sharp Cheddar.
Oh, that's so good.
Oh, my God. I'm going
to
die.
It's a working God. Food store. You can't think.
I'm doing it, like, so bad. I can't think of anything.
I know. It's hard.
Just stand up.
Dorito Santana.
Oh,
there you go. The model Rick Parsnip? I don't know.
No,
I'm really, I'm, no. Yeah, I'm reaching.
That was just reaching.
No. No.
That's too obscure.
No. Oh, Christ.
Owen Hart
I was
dead.
Prepared. I,
yeah.
Owen Hart dead. No,
Brooklyn
there's that
Brawler
one magazine that has Pillman, Owen, and the Bulldog all like in a lineup. It was like just a shot that they
eyes?
Took. No, it was just a shot before they died.
Oh, nice. Great freaking shot.
And then on the other side of the page is Anvil and Brett, who both have dead careers, so.
Yeah, what is Brett doing?
Nothing?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess he's completely blacklisted by now?
No, not necessarily. From the last thing that I've heard was that he was in talks, but the guy
WWE?
Can't wrestle.
NWO?
His health is so bad. That's what I've heard. Who? What year
NWO?
Is this?
No, what? There's two companies. There's
TNA,
WWE, and
TNA.
I wish TNA would just fold. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Did you watch those?
Jeff Jarrett show.
It's so bad.
God.
Why Jeff Jarrett?
Double J and Larry Zbysko.
Seriously.
Did they not learn anything from WCW? Wow.
Yeah, I know.
No. Well, it's technically a pay-per-view only show, right? They don't have a like
pretty
a,
much
like
yeah.
a Monday, Thursday.
Yeah,
they have only like a few
matches. And how many shows does WWE have? What, like Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday,
Friday,
or
four shows,
Friday nights,
and then a pay-per-view
Friday.
Sometimes they have like don't they have like two pay-per-views a month? Some months,
sometimes
they used
yeah because they have
them.
To do an ECW one now.
Now they do, ECW.
And they're doing theirs. Yeah.
But I thought they were doing like Raw and then SmackDown once too.
Yeah, they were doing that before, but
I'm
now
so
that
far out of the
ECW
loop
now.
It's overkill.
Now that ECW is back mm-hmm. as a you know on the television, even though it's like the one day that they normally never show.
So when are they going to bring back WCW?
Oh fuck
never
that!
I
Thank
hope.
God they
no,
don't
no, no.
do that.
No, no, no. They need to.
Why?
They need to.
To make
Why?
WWE look better.
Yeah.
Yeah, to make WWE look mm-hmm. better, first off.
Yeah.
What the hell are they going to do?
Who
are
they
going
to... TNA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
WWE look pretty good. They have a shitload of wrestlers to do that.
It's an octagon ring.
Oh, is it? So terrible.
Oh, great.
A fricahedron.
Wow.
How long did that last?
It's a dodecahedron ring.
Dodecahedron.
It's practically a circle. It's a circled circle.
Are they still doing that, Tina?
Yes, they still have that bullshit ring.
That's so fucking
who, I don't
ultimate
know who
wrestling
really
ring.
Like that. I guess like
a circle within the circle.
It's just a big post.
It's a trapezoid. They're in the trapezoid of doom.
It'd be just great
oh
if we
God, it's the rhombus rumble.
Rhombus rumble.
Royal rhombus.
That's what they should do. Every event should be a different shaped ring.
Triangle
match. Triangle terror.
The isosceles triangle match.
Oh my god.
The ropes on the ceiling.
They have that too. They have the ropes. They have the ropes that they like hang on ropes.
They rope that hang
that
on ropes.
First. This is the rhombus rumble.
Oh, real rhombus is so good. Ropes that hang on
rhombus
ropes.
Rhombus rocks.
Wow.
Rhombus rocks.
Dodecahedron.
Dodecahedron.
That'd be awesome.
So how do they do cage matches for that? They just
do they?
Like,
they have a weird cage. Yeah.
It's a weird fucking looking cage. Yeah.
Now, what are these matches that I've seen with like multiple cages within cages now?
I have no idea.
Oh, what? The one like a cage on top of the cage?
No, like, don't they have like a cage around the ring and then like a cage
around
the
surrounding
area?
Oh, yeah, like the big cage or the smaller cage?
It's like a steel cage match inside Hell of a Cell.
Yeah, I've seen those.
It's like Hell in a Cell,
not Hell of a Cell.
That's a Hell of a Cell.
That's a Hell of a Cell.
That is a Hell of a Cell when you look at it.
It's true.
It's like a big mouse trap.
You got to get through the first door.
It's like
door.
A around the trap. Corner and it's like Brock Lesnar's waiting there to be fed.
I know.
There was one, I think there was one bit where it was like that, where it was the small one inside, you know, the raft. And then the big one, and then everybody around, like because it was like a one-on-one, but they had all the guys
lumberjack
who were rooting
match?
For one guy.
Lumberjack?
Yeah, like a lumberjack match in the middle.
Yeah.
So if they got through the one door, they had to get around everybody else to get to the other door to get out.
Okay.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Like, why don't they just light them on fire? Every one of them.
Flaming chair to the match. Face.
Well, did you see... Oh, God. Did you see that one match with Kali? Or not Kali. It was... It was the Punjabi prison match.
What?
What?
Did you see this? It was the Big Show and The Undertaker.
Okay.
And it was a match.
Punjabi
it was supposed to be, as far as I know, it was supposed to be Kali versus one of them, but he has like liver problems and can't wrestle.
No
anymore.
Lube.
Okay.
I don't even know who Kali is.
Kali's the Giant Gonzalez number two.
Yeah.
That guy. Remember I showed you him?
Oh,
he's
okay.
A big like middle America looking guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, they made a match for his character. They just designed this. It's like picture the WWF steel cage made out of bamboo.
Are you fucking serious? Street Fighter.
Joking.
Shit.
I'm not joking.
Baraka.
And Taker did a like a dive off the ring
broken in half.
And they broke the cage open or something. It was one of the worst things I've ever seen in my entire life.
No lube.
No lube.
The Sandman just comes out and starts ripping off the bamboo and hitting him with it.
Smashing cans into his face till he passes out. I never got
that. Does that bamboo really hurt? What do you think? It feels good?
Oh, it's Nova?
Yeah.
What a douchebag.
Wow, that guy really made it, too.
Yeah, are we going to name drop on him? Simon Says? Simon what?
Simon Rex? Cowell? Simon Diamond? No.
Simon Rex?
What was his name?
Gale. Oh.
Nova came to WWE.
Simon,
That's how worthless he is.
I'm stammering to come up with his name.
Simon Dean.
That's it. Yes, Simon Dean.
How
the fitness
fucking
gimmick.
Bad.
You remember that? You didn't see it?
He had that powder, and he tried to get Kane to like subscribe to his like health club or whatever the hell it was.
I remember.
He came on. They aired a commercial with like a WWE logo on the screen, and it was Nova promoting his exercise program. Yeah, he used to be this fat shit, and he told us to eat everything in sight.
Oh, fat
and lift weights.
Like, how do you get big? Oh, eat everything in sight. Okay.
And lift like a bastard.
The, what do they call it? The Donnas or whatever Sonny
Body
was.
Donnas.
The Body Donnas.
Yes. Skip's dead, too.
Awful. Yeah.
Dead. I was supposed to work him about a month before he died, too.
And I said.
All right, get this, everyone who's listening to
and,
this podcast.
Oh, God.
Everyone. Okay?
John Tenta.
John Tenta. I was supposed to wrestle him about 7 years ago. He's dead. Chris Candido, I was supposed to wrestle him about a year and a half ago. He's dead.
So I said Matt should get in the ring. He should turn heel. He should be like, Chris Candido, he'd rather die than face me in the ring.
He took the easy way out.
He took the easy way out. How hardcore would that be? Seriously, how funny would that be?
I know. I when I heard about that, I was like heartbroken because like I'd gotten to know him a little bit, you know, working, you know, other guys, not working him. But I was supposed to defend my pro wrestling explosion heavyweight championship title against Chris Candido in 2005. He got
hit by a
staph
truck?
Infection or something.
A staph
he got
infection?
Hit by a truck.
a garbage truck crossing. At a
garbage
truck.
Yeah,
crossing.
Inside.
And, during that, he got the staph infection.
Dude, wrestlers
in Florida,
die the
he
weirdest
broke his,
way.
Yeah, he broke his ankle. It's but like because his body was so weak, I guess, from steroids or whatever the hell he'd been on for years, and he was clean for the past couple years, and he was trying to get back. He was ready to sign a contract.
Drink some fucking milk.
Yeah, well, he's ready to sign the contract and go back to WWE, but then
he signed a contract with the Reaper because he's done.
And he died. He put his name on the dotted line.
That's horrible.
Wow.
And he's gone.
He was
it's unfortunate.
The finger, but, the bone finger pen.
He was one of the few. Like,
wow.
He was one of the few good guys. That was in the locker room.
How about like?
How was his balls?
How about good wrestlers that got shitty gimmicks, like Dean Douglas?
Pretty much all of them.
Too Cold Doink. Scorpio.
Yeah,
who?
Flash
Too Cold
Funk.
Scorpio. Flash Funk. Oh, one of the worst gimmicks ever. How did we miss that?
Blue Meanie.
Nah, Blue Meanie was not.
That was
a
shitty fucking gimmick.
But he wasn't. No,
I'm saying good
Blue
wrestlers.
Meanie, I just pulled
Blue
it out
Meanie
of my ass.
Was a good gimmick for him.
When he which time? When he was fat, or when
he was
got,
fat the
when
first
he got
time.
The whole thing, and now that he's a fucking gargantuan again.
First he was fat, and then he turned into Pat, ex member of the Aristocrats, and now he's fat again.
Yeah, that's fucking ridiculous. You see that? He was in WCW as a fat fuck, then he went to ECW. Mm-hmm. He was just thick, you know.
No,
well,
no, he was in ECW, and he was 350
was a fat
pounds.
Fuck. And then he went to WCW, and he was
briefly.
Old.
And then Richards got shit-canned or whatever, so he had to leave, too. Yeah. Then he went back, and then he got really skinny and started dating a porn star.
And amazing. Now he's a fat fuck. Again.
Richards,
fat
you're out of here, and take that fat shit with you.
Seriously, take that,
take that blue thing
hell.
With you. How about
fat hell.
And he still does it. I've seen him. I've seen pictures of him. Like, nowadays, he's still got the stupid blue hair, the blue goatee. Doesn't wrestle for shit, just goes to places and like hangs out.
Funny that
you
want to
sign my belly.
What,
funny that you mentioned WCW and the Blue Meanie, and I mentioned Stevie Richards.
Woohoo!
I worked a show with Stevie Richards.
Dead.
He's still alive.
Oh, damn it!
And I happened to ask him, you know, what's going on? Are you still going to be working for WCW? And he answered my question just like, oh, you never want to burn bridges. And I'm like, okay, I guess that's good advice. And I was done. He starts doing, like, a little bit of exercising, and I'm just sitting there. And he tells me, he's like, you know, a lot of people would get offended by that kind of question. And I'm like, what do you mean? And this was, like, my introduction into the whole Mark versus, like, you know, just keep your mouth shut sort of situation. Mm. Now, to you, how would you respond if you were in I would say, a moderate position in wrestling, because at that time he was still, like, ECW, barely, like, out there. Nobody really knew who he was. How would you respond if somebody were to ask you if you still were going to work for a big company?
I don't see anything wrong with the way you pose that question.
I still can't figure out to this day how anyone would possibly get mad.
I think he just wanted to sound important.
Exactly.
So, like, he was like, you know.
He was a hard ass, man.
He was a person who didn't matter.
Still doesn't matter.
He might be listening to this right now.
He was a person
who didn't matter.
He was a person who would answer the phone if you called up for an ECW t-shirt.
Yeah, that's fact.
Tommy Dreamer and Stevie Richards ran the phones for ECW.
And I ordered.
And you would call
videos and
to order videos and t-shirts.
Thank you, Stevie.
Chances are you were talking to Stevie Richards
or Tommy Dreamer.
Or maybe
because
Joe
Tommy
Styles.
Dreamer was so fucked up half the damn time. They never put him in because he was a fucking cripple.
Painkillers because he's fucking... A freak.
Fucking a cripple. I can't believe he still wrestles, too.
Yeah, he sucks anyway, but...
Who, out of all the people in ECW, who do you can you believe that still wrestles in that stupid gill?
Like Terry Funk, like up until like a year or two ago?
Sabu. I can't...
Sabu, yeah.
I cannot understand how he still walks, how he's breathing without help of like electronic devices. I don't understand. I mean, I know what the guy's gone through.
Yeah, man, where the fuck is he back?
His body is constantly racked with pain.
Yeah, he's working again.
What is he doing?
He's doing
the same fucking maniac thing. I don't know if he's doing...
No.
I think he's just Mick Foley.
He's doing WWE ECW.
He's coming back and forth.
Wait a minute. Is he doing like when he left ECW and was yelling at Tommy Dreamer for being hardcore? Is he back at that like that kind of level again? He's abandoned his hardcoreness, doing side headlock takeovers on the floor?
Well, no, I think he's doing the easy way out stuff, but he's still bloodying himself to death. Yeah.
Okay.
He's gigging.
Like, when Tommy Dreamer came back from Japan, he went into this gimmick where being hardcore was stupid and that you're only jumping for what the fans want. And you know.
Oh, yeah, I remember that bit. Didn't he fight Terry Funk in a barbed wire match 2 weeks later?
Something like that.
There you go. He cut great promos.
Another one.
Cactus Jack.
Very long, winding promos. But
it was kind of like Piper. He was kind of like Piper in that respect.
A little bit.
Al Snow cut some good ones, too.
Al Snow wasn't bad.
He did some good promos. Especially when he was talking to damn head most of the time. That was a good one.
When he would take the head into the bathroom in the Yellow Rose Diner.
No, not just that, but when head got the passenger seat over
got
Nova.
Got shotgun.
The head got shotgun over Nova. Nova doesn't matter either.
No, he never will.
Awesome.
Wow, Matt's shooting.
I am. Yeah. I'm shooting
from
tonight.
The hip, baby.
He's hitting bullseyes
shooting
every
from
time.
From the hip, baby.
I'm trying to stay away from the dead wrestlers, but let's talk about Johnny Grunge for a minute.
Dead.
Go ahead. Were you
hey, Johnny,
to
listen to this. I'm breathing. Yeah.
Wow.
Jealous?
That's awesome.
That's so fucked up.
Hey, I'm feeling extra hardcore tonight.
Where did Johnny Grunge die? What's he haunting?
Johnny Grunge. Wow. Johnny Grunge died of sleep apnea.
In his home or in a hotel?
It's so embarrassing
eight
when people die from not breathing.
Die from fat deposits in their neck blocking their windpipe.
That one cheesesteak from fucking Philadelphia just did it.
I'm going to take a nap now.
That little bit of extra cheese whiz
just
on there.
Just a small note on Johnny Grunge and why I dislike him. Because
he's dead.
Because
he's dead and he can't beat me up anymore.
One time Steve and I were working a show. Public Enemy happened to be working it. And Steve was sitting down putting his gear on. Johnny Grunge came up to him and said, Steve.
Yo, man, get the fuck up.
That's awesome.
He didn't say that's the other Steve.
He said it to the other Steve, but that just
I just love the way that sounds.
Get the fuck up because I'm going to sit there.
Nice.
My apnea is catching up.
I need to breathe.
Vaughn, you got a shit or something?
No, I just want to get up. I just want to stretch a little bit.
You're making
what
me
about
nervous.
Balls Mahoney? Is he still alive?
Yes, he is. Yeah. He's in a lot better shape than he once was.
Oh, really?
Another person who I actually did work and isn't dying.
I remember seeing him walking the boardwalk in Asbury one night.
Oh, yeah?
That's not surprising. Yeah.
Balls Mahoney is a member of the Church of Satan.
Yeah.
Really?
If you saw him and you saw that fucking tattoos he had all over him.
Oh, yeah.
And you knew who he was, you'd be like, hey, what's up? Just fucking come up to you, you know, say hello and shit.
I did a show in Sayreville.
It was fucking awesome.
About 6 years ago, maybe 6.5 years, something like that, 6 years ago. Balls was on the show, and we did a battle royal. They asked me, do you want to take a chair shot from Balls? And I said, absolutely not.
And you said, I'm leaving. Thank you.
I don't want my back broken. Thank you.
I want to remember who I am.
Poor Jags the Clown, this other guy that I used to work with. I gave that guy two chair shots. in his ECW. Oh my God, I'm sorry.
eBay,
in his sinner
in his EWA career, and he took a shot from Balls Mahoney. His jaw was loose for a week.
Wow. Yeah, didn't he have a tendency to hit people in the head, not in the back?
And like, it's what he
always hit people in the head.
That's, yeah. No, he would blast.
Hence the point of this whole
thing. Yeah, hit him as hard as fucking possible.
Well,
whoever he gave the chair shot to, he would give the chair after the show.
So oh, really?
This guy. What do you got on the screen there?
Nothing special.
I thought you had something ready.
Yeah, we're just getting ready to wrap up.
Oh, all right, bye.
Okay. See you later.
Yeah, well.
You could have kept going.
No, we're done now.
We're done. I don't think we have anything else to talk about, really.
I could talk about wrestling probably.
But we can do this for 3 days.
We need more shows.
Okay.
This is a bad thing. We don't really think about anything. And if you keep bringing up this shit, we're going to run out of things to talk about.
Sure. Wrestling Zone, then we'll just be a wrestling show.
No, fuck that.
Wow.
No offense.
Wow, fuck that. You hear that, Derek?
No offense.
Fuck the Aristocrats.
I hear
it. Sounds like a wrestling show.
The Ringer Rats.
The Ringer Rats.
The Ringer Rats.
Ring Rats.
Ring Rats. Ring Rats. Okay. It's disgusting.
Speaking of Ring Rats.
So we'll close this show off.
Oh, with Liberace.
Is this Mankind's music?
No.
Mankind's ending music.
This is in memory of all the...
Elton John.
All the people that Matt was supposed to fight.
And all the wrestlers who have pissed
all the dongs that Matt could have seen.
And Eric. Oh,
I'll just start naming wrestlers that I knew who died. Worn Big Dick Dudley. Johnny Grunge. Flyboy Rocco Rock. Chris Candido.
Brian Pillman.
Hellraiser.
Louis Piccoli.
John Tenta.
John Tenta.
Kurt Henning.
I never met him.
Oh, you didn't? Oh. Never met John Tenta either.
I met John Tenta. I almost worked him too.
I know you almost worked him. I didn't know you met him.
I talked with him about Iron Mike Sharp.
Sid Vicious.
He's still alive.
Don't care.
With a fucking prosthetic leg after that disgusting injury.
Disgusting farting. What was Steve saying? He just wouldn't stop ripping him.
He farted in the locker room, and then he asked, "Has anybody seen my red hat?"
That bullshit hillbilly accent.
He's from West Memphis, Arkansas.
And he put over Rick Ratchet.
He did something like when he farted. He was just like, "Whoa!" or something.
No, I don't remember that.
Steve just said he lifted his leg all like funny. Just
yes,
like,
that's it.
That's his long ass leg. I mean, he was like 6'7".
Are we ending the show? What the fuck?
I think we are.
Anymore?
We're just dwindling into obscurity.
Yeah. True.
Dead
wrestlers. This song actually very long. Wish we had more dead wrestlers.
Steroid.
We'll see you next week, and we'll talk about dead actors or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what we should do next week. Dead actors.
Dead bass players.
Dead babies.
Oh, shit.
Jaco Pastorius.
Dead babies. I had one wash up on Ideal Beach. Mm. It was mine.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. 2 weeks early.
I hope it wasn't.
All right, goodbye.
Dead baby patrol.
Were you there for that?
Lakewood.
What? We were in a diner. And it was me and Steve Rogers. And Steve was like, I'm going to...
What the fuck is kid?
Going on dead baby patrol down at Ideal Beach. But he said it like really loud.
Ass.
Oh my God, so hardcore. Find it hard to tell you. I find it hard to take. The people run in circles. It's a very, very...
Show with no one competing.
Never box.
Actually, just on. thing, Mega Box. You can put over every name. No, Mega Box. Mr. Black.
Can I download what I need to play that?
What?
That game. I just wanted to let you hear it.
Oh, have you heard it, Derek?
It's so funny.
Back when I used to play the game.
Oh, but like you've heard it recently.
In like 19. 19-